So the last two genomic subsets that we looked at again seem to group together in terms of functionally how people sequence agent or therapies, RET rearrangements and HER2 mutations. And there we saw really much more chemotherapy being used upfront, relatively little targeted therapy as upfront treatment. And in terms of TPS correlation, so within RET, we actually saw mainly the most common choice was chemotherapy upfront or chemotherapy in a biologic. But in high TPS scores, we saw a lot of people using, almost half using checkpoint inhibitors alone. Some people use combination, but mainly by itself. So more in terms of immunotherapy versus targeted therapy, almost like the wild type, at least in first line. And kind of the same thing, very similar numbers with HER2. Again, what do you think about what we saw here? Does it reflect your practice?
I think the reason you're seeing that is because of the relative values of the drugs for those two oncogenes. So RET rearrangements, they're clearly a target, but the problem is that the drugs that are available aren't so good. So cabozantinib and the best data have response rate in the 30-40% range. When you compare this to, say, EGFR, where the response rates are 50-60%, it's much different, and it's much more equivalent to chemotherapy. And then also the drugs that are available, particularly cabozantinib for RET, it's got a side effect profile that isn't a lot better than chemotherapy. And so I think when we put all this stuff into the calculus of making a decision, there's a real temptation to ignore the targeted inhibitors because they're just not that great in this particular setting. I think this really tells us that we need to develop better RET inhibitors, better HER2 inhibitors, so that we can target these oncogenes. But in the meantime, investigators and practicing docs see that these inhibitors aren't as great as some of the other ones, and they're moving towards an approach that's based more like wild-type disease.
And yeah, in terms of using checkpoint inhibitors, this paradigm of targetable mutations and lack of response, I guess for a lot of reasons, as you just mentioned, again, it's more of a wild type paradigm.